Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever my voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank and praise God for each of you for tuning in today and being a part of our show. I tell you, people of God, the Lord is moving by His Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I pray and hope that each of you are having a glorious Monday morning. The sun is shining in the D in Detroit, Michigan. Praise the Lamb of God. In the surrounding suburbs, the sun is shining today. And we thank and praise God for sunshine. Little chilly, but thank God, hallelujah, it could be worse. Praise the Lamb of God. We received a lot of rain here, but praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the snow has passed by. Praise the Lamb of God. And the my grass is still green, hallelujah, outside my door. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for everything He does to prove Himself mighty. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I want to say thank you, praise God, to all of those on PSM for your prayers and for your participation in all that you do. Praise God to make this ministry vital and cause it to do all the things that it does in this season. I thank you, all of our administrators. Praise the Lamb of God, Carolyn and Lisa and Maggie, praise the Lamb of God, and Valerie. I thank God for all of you and Denise and all of our intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God, Elder Bennett, and all you guys that work with us so faithfully to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that ministry takes place. I thank God for each of you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful day it was on yesterday. Service was high. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, that daughter of mine, I tell you, she can just usher in the presence of God with that singing she does, that worship songs that she be singing. I tell you, it is mighty, 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 mighty and powerful. And then, of course, our intercessory ministry, praise the Lamb of God, headed up by Prophetess Nettie Clark. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God, praying heaven down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Then the word of God went forth, which we're going to talk about that a little bit. Praise the Lamb of God as we are still pursuing the promises of God. Hallelujah, and positioning ourselves to receive what God has for us as the manifestation takes place. The Lord spoke to me this morning, praise the Lamb of God, and said these words to me, praise the Lamb of God, that all that I have spoken to you shall soon come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. And they shall see it, and they shall see it, said the Lamb of God, and they shall run to and fro crying. The man of God spoke this to us in the way. The man of God spoke this to us in the way. This is the prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, that he prophesied concerning the manifestation, and they shall run to and fro, said the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, rejoicing at the manifestation of God. It's happening already. It's taking place, praise the Lamb of God, even as we speak, praise the Lamb of God. God is doing a mighty work in the land on behalf of his children. Praise God, if you could just look behind the scenes, hello, light bulbs, and not at what you see, but could look behind the scenes, you could see the hand of God moving, praise the Lamb of God, on behalf of his children. Hallelujah. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I am in love with the Lord. Oh, my goodness, the Lord is so good. His spirit has been so rich. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people, the presence of God is getting thicker and thicker. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know how much more I can take, but I'm going to try to take all he gives. Hallelujah. Because I remember the lean days. I remember those days, hallelujah, that I desired to be in the presence of the Lord like this and could not get there for whatever his reasons were. Praise the Lamb of God. Maybe I wasn't in shape then. Hallelujah. Then I remember the times that I desired God to speak. Praise the Lamb of God, and wanted to hear his voice. Hallelujah. And the Lord would not speak. But boy, oh boy, before I can call, he answers now. Before, hallelujah, I can utter the words out of my mouth, he is speaking. Before I can go in prayer, he is drawing me, wooing me into his presence, waking me up, praise the Lamb of God, with songs in the night. I bless God for everything he's doing. Hallelujah, for the fresh oil that he's pouring out over us. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I hope and pray today, hallelujah, that you are, praise the Lamb of God, moving, hallelujah, into the place, praise the Lamb of God, that God has positioned you so that you can receive, praise the Lamb of God, the manifestation. But the first manifestation that you should want to receive is the manifestation of his presence. Hallelujah. Don't miss that, people. Don't miss that for money. Don't miss that for clothes and cars or whatever else, positions on the job. Let your first level of manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, let that first level be, Lord, I want the manifestation of you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in some way, in some dimension, I want to be, praise the Lamb of God, raptured in your presence, praise the Lamb of God, Hallelujah. I want to see, I want to feel, I want to enjoy the fellowship with you on a greater level. I want the power, praise the Lamb of God, that you promised. Hallelujah. I want to be able to walk on the serpent's head. I want to cast out the demons. I want to lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. And I even want power to raise the dead, because that is the first level of promise, praise the Lamb of God. And if you have that already, then you know, praise the Lamb of God, all the other promises are sure. If God can fill you with his Holy Spirit, if God can fill you with his power, if God can fill you with that oil, if God can infuse and impart himself in you by way of his Spirit that causes you to speak in tongues, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that causes you to feel chills when you hear his name. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God, then what is it God can't do? Praise the Lamb of God. What is it that he can't manifest? If he can download himself in you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what else can't he do? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about what God is doing, how God is doing it on behalf of his people. This process, this trajectory is awesome, people of God. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you have your, praise of various manuals, or what else I'm trying to say, praise the Lamb, your journals, praise God, and you're taking notes and keeping watch over the process that's going on in your life, praise God, that how God is moving, hallelujah, and working in your life in order to bring about the promise to you, praise the Lamb of God. Or I can't wait to get into this message a little later, praise the Lamb of God, to give you some tidbits and some points on what God spoke on yesterday. Praise God, hallelujah. I am just serving an awesome God, and God is awesome in my life, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. People of God, there is so much for us to pray about. I thank God for the company of intercessors that he has given us, praise the Lamb, at PSM International. I thank God for each of them and how they move together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and bring us to the place of prayer, hallelujah, and how prayer takes place. Oh, my God, at PSM, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, when the saints go to worship, when the saints go to prayer, my goodness gracious, people of God, there is a wonderful power, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that resonates on our page, that resonates, praise the Lamb of God, on the telephone calls that we have, praise the Lamb of God, as we come together and pray together in an intercessory prayer on Friday nights, praise the Lord, at other times, even last night as we had a little meeting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the saints prayed, and God was moving even on the telephone line. I just thank God for men and women who are not ashamed of the gospel they preach. They're not ashamed of the God they serve. Praise the Lamb of God, because our God is not made with hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is not made, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with clay and mortar. But our God is a God who is spirit, and he moves by his spirit. And these people of God, hallelujah, when they get in the spirit and they pray, it is nothing like it. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of them are so powerful. I don't even think they know how powerful they are themselves. Hallelujah. As they move in intercession, praise the Lamb of God, on behalf of others. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the healing rain. Praise the Lamb of God that flows. The strength that's moved. Praise the Lamb of God inside of people and on people because of their prayers. I just thank God for the intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for the intercessors. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. If there's anybody even listening to my voice and you would like to be a part of our intercessory ministry, you can join us, praise the Lamb of God, at Prophet Shakespeare Ministries, praise the Lamb of God, on Facebook, or you can go to our website at psmintl.org, praise the Lamb of God, and let us know in the notes section, send me an email, praise the Lamb of God, and let me know that you desire and would like to, praise the Lord, be a part, hallelujah, of our intercessory ministry. We are building an army of prophetic intercessors for God, not for ourselves, for God, praise the Lamb of God, because this is his commission in this season to us. And so, therefore, we are following that mandate to do what God would have us to do, praise the Lord. And we need you, praise the Lord. If you are and feel the move of God, praise the Lamb of God, we need you to help us to break the chains of darkness, praise the Lamb of God, off the lives of others. We need you to help us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to get breakthroughs in places that have had strongholds, hallelujah. We need you to bind the strong man with us. We need you to help us to move the finger of God. And if you would like to be a part of our intercessory ministry, praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is go on our Facebook page, hallelujah, there, and connect with us, or at psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God, and allow us to know that you would like to be a part. And then our head person, Denise Conyers, will contact you, or I will contact you myself, and we will enlist you in, praise the Lamb of God, our intercessory ministry. We are planning on doing an awesome work of prayer, hallelujah, as God continuously downloads to us the things he would have us to pray about. Praise the Lamb of God, and we give those in assignments to our intercessors, and we just watch God keep moving, praise the Lamb of God, the people of God forward. We just watch God keep moving, praise the Lamb of God, and breakthroughs and things of that nature. I'm excited about God, people of God, and I love what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Oh, my goodness. All right, praise the Lamb. A lot of you are chiming in and calling in. Praise God. If you want to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can. And error code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564. Listen to this. My tongue is getting tied up. 564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818. And become a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, let's go to prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is what we do. We love praying, and we love to be in this state of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If someone wants to volunteer, you can right now. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is push one on your dial. We're praying for those in hospital rooms. Praise the Lamb of God. Those that are in convalescent homes, those in prisons, hallelujah, in prisons, yes, praise the Lamb. Rehab centers, praise the Lamb, for whatever reasons you are there. We're praying for the bereaved, for those who are hurting, hallelujah, praise God. You have lost loved ones, we're praying for you today. We're praying today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for those who are just burdened, praise the Lamb of God, and stricken with depression and heaviness is upon you. Our God can lift the heavy burden, praise the Lamb. We know that our God is able. Praise the Lamb of God. And then to those of you, hallelujah, who just need God to do something special in your lives, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. We are decreeing and declaring that it is done on this day of declaration and decreeing today. Praise the Lamb of God. I got a caller here. Let me see. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Caller, Eric. Hello?
Hello, Prophet Shakespeare.
Yes.
Jermaine.
It's Jermaine. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm calling in for prayer, if that's okay. I'm calling in to pray.
You're calling in to pray? Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Jermaine, then you can pray for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're right in queue. Praise the Lord. We have a volunteer that wants to lead us in prayer, our brother Jermaine. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Jermaine, lead us now. Come on, people of God, just begin to worship and adore him. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Ah, God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the
yes.
Lamb.
Yes, Lord. Father God, I pray to you, looking above the earth rim, that you make a way for us all, Lord. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for giving us a set of keys for our cars and homes. I thank you for putting food and good water on our tables. I thank you, Lord, for giving us your spiritual medicine, which is the supernatural healing in our bodies, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you will use Prophet Shakespeare, and he will be blessed by your name in this coming season. Oh, Lord, you are the King of Kings. We praise you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for life and for giving us for our sins in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, protect our children from the devil attackers. Put their souls to rest, Lord. Make sure the enemy does not come near our children, Lord. Oh, please, this cannot happen again, Lord Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, and I'm praying, Lord, that our children today will be safer than ever. Only you, Father, can save our children and show them the way, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, we love you. We adore you so much. Hallelujah, Lord. We'll adore you so much this day. Oh, this season, Lord, make this season, Lord. Let's show more love this season than ever, Lord. Let's praise your name more. Let's break some doors, Lord Jesus, and make sure that our schools, we are praying in our schools more than ever now. Because you see, Lord, from what I see, Lord, I'm seeing that, Lord, we can pray when things happen after the math, when the aftermath happens, but we've got to make sure that we're praying in the schools where we're holding hands together before we start our lectures, before we can start our service, Lord, and say, Lord, we adore you and we worship you even in our schools. It doesn't matter, Lord, even on our jobs. Lord, we need you more than ever, and we should have this. No matter what walk we are, what race, creed we are, Lord, I look upon you, Lord, and make a change in America, because this is America, Lord. We can change laws. It doesn't hurt to say your name every single day, Lord, and I know that we can make a difference by doing this, Lord Jesus, because it's not just the churches that we should go and pray. We need to pray everywhere, Lord, and worship your name, Lord. As we worship your name, I know that you will get all the glory and you will be happy looking upon us as humans, and the gospel will be said no matter where we're at. In the name of Jesus, I call on you. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you and adore you. You said, ask and we shall seek, and you shall come forth, and you shall hear your voice. And I say, Lord Jesus, I know that you will come down and reign when it's time to come. Hallelujah, and we thank you that you use Prophet Shakespeare in this hour to give us knowledge of what he has to say in your name, in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Father in heaven, I thank you, hallelujah, for this. Our brother, I thank you for his life, Father, and thank you for his boldness, hallelujah, to come forth and pray, Father. Father, today, hallelujah, I ask you to look on the sick and the shut-in, Father, and those who are hurting today. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray that you look on Miguel's son, even, Father. Hallelujah, there in Albuquerque, I know, God, that your hand can heal. I know your hand can reach far. Glory to the Lamb of God, for there is no place you are not. Manifest your presence even now, Father. Let your glory be made known. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You are God today, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father. Righteous God you are. You make no mistakes. All your judgments are true, Father, and there is nothing good that we deserve, but by your tender mercies, hallelujah, O God, by your brand new mercies, O God, we come to you today, Father, asking you to look and have mercy on the sick, on the shut-in, Father, on those in prisons, O God. Father, today, Father, hallelujah, make a difference in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus today, Father, Somebody needs you, oh God. Some mother's crying. Hallelujah. Some mother is crying. Father, son, or daughter has to go in a courtroom today, Father, before an unjust judge, Father. But I know you're God. I know you're able to make ways out of no way. I know you're able to move on their behalf, oh God. I know you're able today, Father, to pardon. I know you're able today, oh God, to do that. Look and have mercy today, Father. There are others, oh God, who need their bills paid.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God, Father. I know, oh God, that you said you'll supply every need according to your riches and glory. So move today on their behalf, Father. Father, today, hallelujah, you can make ways out of no ways. Ah, God, and you have announced the season of manifestation, the season of blessings for your children, oh God, who've been faithful to you. Lord, look and have mercy, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, some has fallen short, Father. Some have fallen short of doing what you've asked for, oh God. Some, oh God, has reneged on their tithing and their offerings, oh God, and their seeds to you. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy today. Have mercy today, Father. Let your mercy be great today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, make a way, oh God. Because you are our way, you are our only way, and we have no one else to call on. Bless you, O God. And we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in the highest, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah to the name of God. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jermaine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. For being here with us, praise the Lord, and praying for us today. Hallelujah. I'm sure our people are grateful to you, praise the Lamb, those that are listening, hallelujah, and are chiming in. I'm sure, praise the Lamb of God, that they are, praise the Lamb of God, excited because you have come forth to pray today. So we just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your prayer today. Hallelujah. God bless you, man.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. People of God, what an awesome time. Praise the Lamb of God. I just love when men pray. Praise the Lamb of God. I just love when men pray. It just moves my heart in a special way to see men who are bold enough, praise the Lamb of God, to come forth and pray. Seems like women are praying all the time. Even when I was little, praise God, my mother was always there praying, hallelujah, and petitioning the throne of grace. No, but I never heard my father pray. Praise God. I'm just being honest. I never heard my father pray, but I always heard my mother pray. But so it excites me to hear, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, men coming forth to pray and who are bold enough, praise the Lamb of God, to be sensitive and also, praise the Lamb of God, to show love to God publicly. That just excites me. When I see that type of affection going forth from men, praise the Lamb of God. And I want to ask all of us to just continue to pray for the men, praise the Lamb of God, that God, hallelujah, would turn their hearts back to him in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Again, we say thank you to Brother Jermaine, who is with us almost daily on the show. We thank God for him. People of God, hallelujah. Let me just share some stuff with you here, praise the Lamb of God, that I think will be a blessing to you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, I was reading that, that 44th chapter of Isaiah this morning. My God in heaven, to hear God say, praise the Lamb of God, that there is no other God besides him. Oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. And to say if there is another, he don't know him. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. God is an awesome God, people of God. That 44th chapter wore me out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was just so excited just reading the promises of God of restoration. Praise the Lamb. My Bible just fell on it. I just started reading right there. Praise the Lamb of God as a meditation to myself. Hallelujah. And people of God, it excited me to see the restoration. Praise the Lamb of God. Because that's the season we're in, the season of restoring, the season of bringing back. Praise the Lamb of God and giving back. But God, when he gives back, people of God, we must understand something. God always gives greater. Praise the Lamb of God. When God gives back, God gives greater. God gives better. Praise the Lamb of God than what you had before. Our God is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God in the way that he does what he does when he does what he do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, if you read that 44th chapter of Isaiah and you're not moved by it, you call me. Praise the Lamb of God, because you need special prayer. Hallelujah. When it comes down to the restoration, hallelujah, and what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. All my sons and daughters, praise the Lamb of God. On PSM, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for being here with us. Praise the Lamb. Reggie, we missed you yesterday, my man. You and Raphael, praise the Lamb of God. Heard you guys wasn't feeling well. We've been praying for you all. Praise the Lamb of God that health and strength will come to you. There's so many who are sick, praise the Lamb of God, with flus and things of that nature. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. There's so many people, hallelujah, that's been attacked. And so we're covering all of our loved ones, praise the Lamb of God, that have been healed. Bishop Murphy, Bishop Myatt, praise the Lamb of God. Denise Conyers were even touched by it. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been praying for her. Hallelujah. Many others. Oh, my goodness, too many to name. Hallelujah. So many of my friends who went to Atlanta, praise the Lamb of God, week before last, hallelujah, they came back sick. Bishop Murphy's wife, praise the Lamb of God. So many of them had that flu bug, and we just praying, hallelujah, that it don't come nigh your house either. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what an exciting time we had on yesterday. People of God, yesterday was, I love Truth Christian Assembly, so praise the Lamb of God. The Truth Church was on, and we thank God for all that the Lord did there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord has been speaking so about his promises, praise the Lamb of God, and about the manifestation of the promises. And they're coming to us until, people of God, we need to turn our hearts and minds, hallelujah, to making sure that we are positioned properly. Praise the Lamb. So I have been on, I went into a series at the first of the year, praise God, on the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. On the promise in the first week, praise the Lamb of God, I talked about pressing for the promise. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we dealt with a lot of things there concerning covenant, praise the Lord, and relationship. And one of the people on Facebook even inboxed me and said that God had gave them a vision, praise the Lamb of God, to move into an area, praise the Lord, of reminding the saints concerning the covenant. Reminding the saints of their covenant with God, praise the Lamb of God. And this is something, people of God, that we need to do. Sometimes you need to go back and read your contract. Sometimes you ought to go back and go over the small print, praise the Lamb of God. You might learn something, praise the Lamb of God, or be reminded of something, and to put something back in place so that, praise the Lamb of God, it won't forfeit on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people do not read their contracts, praise the Lamb of God, and they think one thing and it wind up being another. Praise the Lord. I know so many people who have forfeited their life insurance policies and things of this nature because they did not read the fine print. They did not go over those contractual agreements that they have made with corporations and insurance companies. And then when death comes and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, there is no compensation. Hallelujah. There is no compensation because of the fact that they thought it matured, praise the Lamb of God, and that they never had to pay another payment on it. And then you come to find out, praise the Lamb of God, that it lapsed a month or 2 months right before they passed. Praise the Lord. and made that transition. So you want to make sure, praise God, when it comes down to your relationship with God, that you understand the covenant and you understand the details of the covenant, praise the Lamb of God, because in the covenant is the precious promises, praise the Lamb. And I've come to find out, people of God, praise the Lamb, that the promises of God, praise the Lord, hallelujah, are all connected to the covenant. They're all connected to the covenant that Jesus Christ made for us, praise the Lamb of God, and sealed in the upper room with his disciples when he broke the bread, praise the Lamb of God, and offered up the cup. He sealed the deal right there, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the new testament, the new covenant. Hebrews says to us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if the old covenant was good, then there would be no need for a new one, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That's what Hebrews literally says to us, praise the Lamb of God. But a new covenant was needed because it had greater and more precious promises, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Because it had greater and more precious promises, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And I say to you that some of us abound in some areas of things that we do, hallelujah, that the covenant has eliminated for you that you don't even have to even participate in anymore, praise the Lamb of God, that you're doing stuff and don't even know, praise the Lamb of God, that that was a bondage that the new covenant released you from, hallelujah. And because you don't know the covenant, praise the Lamb of God, and you don't know how it relates to you, then you don't know how to walk in the covenant. So that's something you need to reread. Romans, praise the Lamb of God, helps us, praise God, who are Gentiles, praise the Lamb, have come into the light of Christ to understand, praise the Lamb of God, legalistically, hallelujah, our rights, praise the Lord, hallelujah, as he argues the Apostle Paul, praise the Lamb, our case with, hallelujah, Jews, those Judaizers and those legalizers, he argues our case with them, praise the Lamb of God, concerning law and grace, praise the Lamb of God, and how grace, hallelujah, is better than the law, hallelujah, and how grace, praise the Lamb of God, abound for us, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and a lot of things that were given to them to do at Sinai, praise the Lamb of God, in the Levitical order, praise the Lamb of God, was not given to us, hallelujah, because a greater came, which is the Melchizedek priesthood, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, we don't want to get into talking about the Melchizedek priesthood, I know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because we can talk, but the Melchizedek priesthood is a better priesthood, praise the Lamb, because it exposes God to all, hallelujah. The old priesthood, praise the Lamb of God, went in to the holy place and then into the Holy of Holies once a year, praise the Lamb of God. But the new covenant, praise the Lamb, exposes us to God. The veil in the temple was rent. It exposes us to God so that we can enjoy, praise the Lamb of God, the promise God has made, hallelujah, praise the Lord, on the whosoever will blessing. Let me put it that way, praise the Lord, so you can understand it. So now all of us can come into the presence of God, hallelujah, by the blood. You just can't come in, but you can come in by the blood, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. We have access, hallelujah, to the Lamb. We have access to God, praise God, and that makes it awesome, praise the Lamb of God, and what God has done for us. So in connection with our promises, praise the Lamb, we want to make sure, people of God, hallelujah, we want to make sure that we are contractually, praise the Lamb of God, in accord with the covenant that is laid out, praise the Lamb of God. And the first stipulation of the covenant we know is repentance, praise the Lamb of God, repentance from dead works. We already know that, praise the Lamb of God. So these promises, praise the Lord, that God has given us, praise the Lamb, whether it be by the Logos word, praise the Lamb, or the Rhema word, they're all connected to the promise, praise the Lamb of God, or the covenant, let me say. They're all connected to the covenant, praise the Lamb, that was made in effect, praise the Lamb of God, through the will of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, a will is not, don't go into effect. You read Hebrews, it's all right there. It does not go into effect until, praise the Lamb of God, the promiser that this is what he wills and wants done, praise the Lamb of God, dies. That's why Christ had to die. Now you understand, why did Jesus have to die? Praise the Lamb of God. That's why he had to die. The will of the New Testament, praise the Lamb of God, would have no effect until the blood was shed, until death came. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that's why Jesus Christ had to die. Praise the Lord. But now, praise the Lamb of God, is he risen, hallelujah, and he is high above all principalities and powers. Praise the Lord. Watch this. And since he rose, I say this, praise the Lamb of God, every so often, so you can really get it. After he rose from the dead, what did he do? He laid captivity captive for what purpose? Praise the Lamb of God. He laid captivity captive, praise the Lamb, so that he could give precious gifts unto men. Praise the Lamb of God, because that was the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. The gift of the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God, was the promise. Hallelujah. And so we receive these gifts through, praise the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God and his death and his suffering and his resurrection. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You wouldn't have no spiritual gift if Jesus did not ascend. That's proof of his ascension. See, I tell you, you need to just look at your covenant relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. That's proof that Jesus rose and ascended on high because you have a spiritual gift. Hallelujah. If it's nothing more but being filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, which is a great gift, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness. That's not a secondary gift. That's the primary gift, that you have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The gift of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, watch this, people of God. And anybody can come and join in. Praise. All you got to do is push 1 on your dial. Hallelujah, and we can talk, praise God. You know this declaration day that we decreeing and declaring, so do you want to decree, declare, praise the Lamb of God, that I have already done, praise the Lamb of God, today already some, hallelujah, decreeing and declaring, but I decree and declare that your mind is open right now and that you're going to receive, praise the Lamb of God, what the Lord is speaking about in this season, praise the Lamb of God. Erico 504, your mic is hot.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Prophet, this is Monique. I didn't press my button, but I just tuned into the show, and I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay, bless you, Monique, and bless all my girls down there, okay?
Yeah, Willie said hello. He's just so happy he's off and listening.
He bless me.
Wonderful.
Bless me, Prophet, huh?
Willie.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed. Y'all doing all right down there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hope you all are enjoying the show. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to get into this promise thing. I want y'all to listen to this good because it's going to bless your hearts, okay?
Yes, we are. We're listening.
All right, now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our folk down in Baton Rouge, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mother Carter and all those down there. Hallelujah. Now, praise God. We must understand, people of God, hallelujah, that if we are going to enjoy, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, our covenant relationship, whoo, and let me tell you something, before I enter into this, that's the joy, praise the Lamb of God, of the believer. Listen to me. The joy of the believer, praise the Lamb of God, is knowing what Christ has done for you. See, once you know, people of God, what has been done, then the devil can't unravel your mind, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and make you misconstrue what has been done, praise the Lamb of God. When you hear some people walk around talking about, I don't know if I'm really saved, and I was in church, and they don't understand their covenant, praise the Lamb of God. They don't understand the contract, and they don't understand the process, praise the Lord, hallelujah. They don't understand it. See, When you understand it, praise the Lamb of God, nobody can rob you. No cults or no one can come up to you preaching another gospel, teaching you anything else, because you know that you know. Down in your knower, what God has done for you. You know what Christ has done, and you're solid and you're sound, praise the Lamb of God. You know the precious promises, praise the Lamb of God. You have received the precious promise of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. And so therefore, praise the Lamb of God, no one can rob you, praise the Lord, of what the contract has stated concerning you, praise the Lord. So that's why you have to have the knowledge of the covenant, people of God. Revisit the covenant. Revisit the covenant. There is things there that you need to tap into, praise the Lamb of God, that will give you that extra something, hallelujah, to take you over the rainbow. All right, praise the Lord. In Hebrews, praise the Lord. Let me grab my Bible. I got it right here. Hallelujah. In Hebrews, I want to read this to you. Oh, my goodness, did I have good time with this, praise the Lamb of God, on yesterday. I said, oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb. Y'all know I love ministering the word, praise the Lord. It is the joy of my life. All right, where is this here now? It's right in here. Timothy, Hebrews, here we go. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now, we know that's the chapter of faith, right? That's the faith chapter, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, watch this. I can't remember, Hebrews 11 and 33, praise the Lord, the 33rd verse, praise the Lamb of God, Hebrews 11, watch what it says. It says here, who through faith subdued kingdoms, praise the Lamb of God, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stop the mouths of lions, praise the Lamb of God, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stop the mouths of lions. I talked about position for the promise, praise the Lamb of God, being positioned for your promise. Now he's talking about all of the people of faith, praise the Lamb of God, that you read about all the way through Scripture. They're all listed here, praise the Lamb of God, and some are not mentioned, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, and even some of us qualified to be in this listing, praise the Lamb of God, of faith people, hallelujah. Watch this now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I saw a movie, praise the Lord, and I talked about this yesterday. I saw a movie some time ago, and I've been watching old movies, just bringing them back up, praise the Lamb, and I was watching this Indiana Jones movie, praise the Lamb of God, and they had this, they was in search of this passageway that led to the treasures, but they had to get to it through this skull, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, was it gold, white gold or something, but they had to get this skull and the eyes of it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, supposed to have been enchanted or something of this nature. But when they went into the Temple of Doom, they had to take, praise the Lamb of the skull, and position it, praise the Lord, watch this now, and position it in the prescribed place, praise the Lamb of God, so that the light could hit the eyes of it and then the beams of it could go blah, 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 into all different directions, praise God, and causing a passage, secret passageway to open so that they could go in and get the treasures, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I know you say, oh, I don't watch that stuff. It's not about that, praise the Lamb of God. It's about positioning, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You may have what it takes, hallelujah, for your promise to manifest, but if you're not positioned right, praise the Lamb of God, yeah, now you're starting to see the light bulb, huh? Yeah, if you're not positioned right, praise the Lamb of God, then it will not work for you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Your position means everything. How are you positioned, praise the Lamb of God, to receive what God has for you? Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. This is what I wanted to share, praise the Lamb, because it was such a blessing to so many on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I looked up the word position, and I got the definitions of it, praise through Webster and American Heritage Dictionary and this, that, another, praise the Lamb of God. And I found some interesting things there as I was perusing, praise the Lamb of God, and preparing myself, praise the Lamb, to bring forth this word, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just looked at it, praise the Lord, hallelujah, from the position of, hallelujah, the definitions that were given, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Now, praise the Lord, all of us, praise God, have a perceived position, praise the Lamb. This is a position, praise the Lamb of God, in life that of your own status of where you are, praise the Lamb of God, this, that, and another, praise the Lord. Your perceived position may not be your position, praise the Lamb, but this is due, praise the Lord, to your own perception of you. Your own perception of you, praise the Lamb of God, may not be the perception that God has of you, and it may not be the perception that others have of you, and your own perception of you could be a false perception, praise the Lamb of God. You may think you something that you're not. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because a lot of us, praise God, have created false perceptions of ourselves. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm supposed to be ringing the bell on this. Praise the Lamb of God. Is everybody just hollering, ding, 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 ding? Praise the Lord. I know I should be ringing a bell or doing something right here. Praise the Lord. Because there are so many people, praise the Lamb of God, who are living a life of perpetration, praise the Lord, even in the kingdom. Hello, somebody, praise the Lamb of God, praise the Lord. There is so many people who are living a life, hallelujah, that is false, praise the Lamb of God, but they have caused themselves to perceive, praise the Lamb of God, that this is right. Hallelujah. And one of the acronyms, praise the Lamb of God, if you would, or slogans or whatever that goes along with this is fake it till you make it. Faking it is never right. Somebody ring the bell on that. Faking it is never right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must understand your position, praise the Lamb of God, not by who you say you are, but who God said you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Your perceived position, praise the Lamb of God, your perception of self should be, praise the Lamb of God, God's perception of you, who God said you are due to, watch this, your covenant relationship, praise the Lamb of God. When you have entered into covenant with God, praise the Lamb of God, and the chains of bondage has been broken off of you, praise the Lamb of God, then you are who God said you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to go into too deep with this because somebody's going to get mad at me, praise the Lamb of God. But we have so many false positions, praise the Lamb of God, that's been given out in this season until it's crazy. Praise the Lord. We have so many people that's calling themselves all types of fivefold ministry labels and this, that, or another. Praise the Lamb of God. And you know I'm not ashamed to say it, that God ain't never said nothing to. If they heard the voice of God, it would scare them to death. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said it. Praise the Lamb. There is a number, praise the Lamb of God, that's so high that it would blow your mind at the people, praise the Lamb, who are wearing collars. People, praise the Lamb of God, who's sitting up, hallelujah, calling themselves something, and God has never spoken to. Praise God. And a lot of you all know I'm right. Praise the Lamb. And if you disagree with me, you do, but I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This false perception, watch this, this false perception of yourself, praise the Lamb of God, is causing you to be placed in a position, praise the Lamb of God, with God, hallelujah, that's going to make you miss your promise. Hello, light bulbs. Now ring the bell on that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This false perception, hallelujah, this false identification, this fake label that's attached to you is exactly what's going to make you miss your promise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Yes. It's going to make you miss your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. You are what God says you are. You are what God called you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In my ministry training with my ministers and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, I always teach them several things. And one of the first things I teach them is, praise the Lamb, I know Charlotte going to remember this, even all those years ago, one of the first things that I teach them is, praise the Lamb of God, if God has called you into this ministry and you are a prophet or a preacher, you are a preacher or prophet no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how you're doing it, right or wrong, you are that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that's what God has called you to do. And what God says, praise the Lamb of God, does not change. We must understand the eternal word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. We must understand that God's word is eternal. And there's eternal ramifications connected to the word of God. So what God has called you is who you are, not what man calls you, not what you call yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. The position God has given you, hallelujah, is a God-ordained position and not your own position. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to bless you today because why? I want you to be the recipient of the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be the recipient of the promise of God. And you can't, praise the Lamb of God, be the recipient of the promise in falsehood. Hello, because you're living a lie. And a liar will not tarry in the eyesight of God. So if I'm lying, how can I be a recipient? Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm a liar, how can I be a recipient? If I'm lying about my credentials, if I'm lying about my calling, if I'm lying about my anointing, if I'm lying about my position, praise the Lamb of God, and it's not right, then what? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I do not qualify for the promise. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I rung the bell myself. Praise the Lamb of God. So your perception, praise the Lamb of God, your perceived perception or of your position, praise the Lamb of God, needs to be checked out to make sure that it's in alignment with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Is this what God says? Hallelujah. Because if you're out of the position, praise the Lamb of God, then the promise don't come to you. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. It will fall to somebody else. I promise you. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next point. I've dwelt enough there. I think you got that message. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Well, let me see what it say. Yeah, you got that message. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Praise. Let's go on to the next one. Your postured position. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb. And I want you to get this good. Hallelujah. Because posture is very, very important as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, your your promise. Praise the Lamb of how you're postured. Watch this now. There's a lot in posture. Praise the Lamb. The word pose is in posture. So, you know, when you pose, praise the Lamb of God, you can pose for, hallelujah, a sculpturing. You can pose for a painting, praise the Lamb of God. Whereas, hallelujah, you are alive, but what you're posing for is lifeless. Hallelujah, it has no life. It may immortalize your image. Praise the Lamb of God, for as long as the sculpture or the painting will last, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, you're getting the picture. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, hallelujah, that painting and stuff is lifeless. It can do nothing. It can just sit there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. It can't receive anything, and it can't give out anything. Praise the Lamb of God. I submit that some of our postured positions are the same way. Praise the Lamb of God. In our everyday life, glory to God. Praise the Lamb of God. They're lifeless. Praise the Lord. Your postured position, praise the Lamb of God, is not giving out anything, and is not going to receive anything from God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because you have postured yourself, praise the Lamb of God, in a way, hallelujah, that all you are, praise the Lamb of God, in life is a picture. Hallelujah. You're just a picture. You're just something to look at. Praise the Lamb of God. You're something to look at. But on the inside of you, and you know it yourself, you're dead. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are lifeless on the inside. Praise the Lamb. You know how to do and act like church. You know how to pretend. You know how to do all of that kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. But you know it's a fake posture. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a portrait of something that you are not. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, everybody know we have professional shouters. We have people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who can pretend to be anything they want to be when they want to be. Praise the Lord. They know how to wave their hand. They know how to jerk. They know how to holy dance. They know how to do it all. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But that's all you're going to ever know about them. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I got a caller. Error code 864.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
You are all up in. I am fine. And you?
I'm blessed.
Good. You're all up in a dream I had a couple of months ago. And I was in church and I was giving my tithe. And I asked for change. And so the revelation I got out of it because I think I was given $10 and I wanted $5 back or something. But I got that, you know, I'm not in divine order. I'm giving my tithe, but I'm not in divine order, so therefore change is not coming. I wanted change, but I'm not getting any change because I wasn't in position.
Wow. Girl.
You all up in my house today.
Whoa.
Yes,
what?
God. So that is true. Everything Prophet is speaking, that is true, because that's what
wow.
I got out of the dream.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Wow, that is so awesome. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God in heaven. Girl, would you say that again? Tell it. I got to be quiet because praise the Lamb of God. I'm making too much noise on this. Hallelujah. I want you all to hear this dream again. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Everybody listen up. Listen to this. Sylvia, where
yes,
you calling
from? Greenville, South Carolina.
Right. All right, Sylvia. Now, come on, Sylvia. Talk to us.
Okay. I dreamed that I was in church, and I was given my tithe, and I asked for change. And I apparently had a 10, because that's the number I saw, 10, and I wanted change. And so I looked up 10. 10 means divine order. And because I asked for change, I wasn't in place, even though I was given my tithe, I wasn't where I was supposed to be, so therefore I couldn't expect change.
Wow. Somebody give me my gym shoes so I can run. Hallelujah. Did you all hear this? People of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because, listen. She's sharing something that is so dynamic, praise the Lamb of God, that God has revealed to her, hallelujah, hallelujah, concerning order. And that's really what I'm saying here, praise the Lamb of God. The order is wrong, praise the Lamb of God. Your order is wrong, and you're expecting change. And you're not going to get change when you're out of order.
That's right.
You're not going to get the promise, praise the Lamb of God, when you are out of position. You are out of order. Your posture is fake. You are wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. And you don't want to shift.
Right.
Hallelujah. But you want different.
Yes.
You want God to bless. You want God to do this and that. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, how can change come if you don't change? Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. God is calling for order so that he can not just give you something, but that he can, that you can be a blessing. So why is God going to bless you and you out of order, praise the Lamb of God, to be an example of how to be out of order? He don't work like that. That is not the way God operates. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you don't have to like the truth. You don't have to love the truth. You don't even have to hear it. But the truth is the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, Pastor London, praise the Lamb of God, and I always, we talk about all the time, every time we go to teaching something that is relevant in the spirit, it's guaranteed a caller going to call in and say, you walking down my block. You coming up in my house. You're in my cookie jar one way or another. Sylvia, you have blessed the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. And it has given great meaning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, we have to come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, to understand that God wants the whole. He wants your whole heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And all that your whole heart, praise the Lamb of God, is supposed to give, which is the whole of everything. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If he has your whole heart, then he has everything. If he doesn't, praise the Lamb of God, then he doesn't have your whole heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Order, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, is what needs to happen to us in this season so that we can bring forth, praise the Lamb of God, the manifestation of the promise. This is why the promise, praise the Lamb of God, is being held up. Hallelujah. God is looking at our posture. He's looking at our position and saying, you're not ready for it. Praise the Lamb. If I bring it now, hallelujah, your disorder is going to cause chaos. Hallelujah. It's going to cause chaos. You're just going to run with what I give you, praise the Lamb of God, with the manifestation, hallelujah, and it's going to do nobody no good. Hallelujah. We must remember this. When God does miracles, when God moves supernaturally, when God does something in the earth, he does it for his children, but he does it to get glory. And if God can't get glory out of it, praise the Lamb of God, then it's going to be a hold up until he can see a way that he can get glory out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So it's very important that our posture is right. Praise the Lamb of God. That we are postured right in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. So that God can bless us in the way that he has stated that he desired to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some of us just have to be willing to make the shift. Praise the Lamb of God, on our posture. Hallelujah. How are you positioned? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you positioned in a way, hallelujah, that when what God has promised, and you got to know the promise. Now, this is why I started at knowing your covenant, knowing your promises, praise the Lamb of God. Now, am I postured, praise the Lamb of God, for the promise, for the manifestation? If I'm postured for the manifestation, when the manifestation comes, it's like this, praise the Lamb of God. I got a good one for you all. Praise the Lamb. This is an awesome analogy, very simplistic, praise the Lamb of God, but has profundity in it. That is, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You're living in your home or your apartment, praise the Lamb of God, condo, wherever you live, townhouse, hallelujah. You're living there. And you have ordered all new furniture, praise the Lamb of God, for your home. Hallelujah. In order, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for the furniture to come,
praise the Lamb of God, depends on the promissory note of the company to deliver it on a certain day, certain time. Praise the Lamb. They normally give you a window. We'll be there between 12 and 3. Praise the Lamb of God, p.m. in the afternoon. We're going to make this delivery on a certain date and a certain day. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready for it. Praise the Lamb. All right. The truck pulls up. And when the truck pulls up, there's a problem. Praise the Lamb of God. What is the problem? The problem is, praise the Lamb of God, that they can't bring the furniture in your house. You want me to tell you why they can't bring it in there? Because your house is full of the old furniture. And so, therefore, you stand there at the door and say, well, I didn't know I was supposed to move. How are you not going to know that you have to clean out all of the old so the new can come in? Praise the Lamb of God. Don't miss the message. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your posture and your position, praise the Lamb of God, in order for you to shift, may determine, may be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, determined by you moving some stuff, hallelujah, so that your promise can come. Some changes has to be made so that your promise can manifest. Because when it's delivered, praise the Lamb of God, you must be able to receive it. If you can't receive it, either they're going to leave it at your front door or they're going to take it back to the company. Praise the Lord. And then you're going to be paying a storage bill. Hallelujah. And the storage bill in the spirit of what's being held up is pain and heartache. The storage bill in the kingdom, in the spirit realm, praise the Lamb of God, is that you're burdened. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, because you need your manifestation. You need the promise. Hallelujah. And tears is running down your eyes for it, and God is saying, but you're not postured. Praise the Lamb of God. You have not yet removed and shifted, praise the Lamb of God, so that I can give you what I desire to give you. And I'm not giving it to you, praise the Lamb of God, until all of that come out of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, we as individuals have to assess ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, and do a spiritual analysis upon ourselves. Praise the Lamb. I remember years ago, I used to pray, hallelujah, I used to ask the Lord to give me a physical. I used to say, Lord, give me a physical. Hallelujah. Check me out and make sure I'm all right, praise the Lamb of God. And if anything is wrong, just heal me, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when I would pray this, it was years before I caught on, praise the Lamb of God, that God would show me my body and would show something wrong, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when I went to the doctor, wasn't nothing wrong. I said, you sure? You sure? I went and tell the doctor. I had a dream that this was wrong, that something was wrong with my stomach, or something was wrong with my heart, or something was wrong with my leg, or something was. I said, are you sure? The doctor would say, there's nothing wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. I would go back home, and every year, praise the Lamb of God, this would reoccur. Every year, this would reoccur, and I would go back. Praise the Lamb of God. I sat down, I was talking to my pastor one day, and I told him, he said, son, God is showing you what's wrong with you in the spirit. Hallelujah. You're asking him for a physical, and he's showing you what's wrong with you in the spirit. If he's shown you your heart, then something is wrong with your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I start reflecting back on what God was showing me about my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And it was stuff wrong deep down inside of the heart. Praise the Lamb of God. It was stuff I had to get rid of, stuff I had to remove. Unforgiveness was there. Praise the Lamb of God. Stuff I had to release, hallelujah, in order,
for my heart to be wholesome, praise the Lamb of God, and whole in the eyes of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, my legs and my feet, it just meant you're walking in the wrong way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, this is the type of spiritual, hallelujah, analogy that will work for you, praise the Lamb of God, if you're willing to analyze yourself. Y'all just need to go and send me an offering today because y'all know I'm blessing you. I know I'm blessing you today. You need to just be going on PayPal and go and do something on that, give an offering, because this is the kind of message, praise the Lamb of God, that causes you, praise the Lamb of God, to be ready to receive the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of you should be hollering and shouting right now, praise the Lamb of God, saying hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, that's right. Praise the, I'm feeling it now. Glory to God. You should be excited about this type of message, because this is the type of message that's going to invoke change in your life for the better. Praise the Lamb of God. You need to do a self-analysis of your heart, your mind, where you are, the way you're walking. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you set? Praise the Lamb of God, where God has positioned you. Hallelujah. And then you need to say, you know what? Now that I see that this is the posture I'm supposed to be in, the devil in hell is not moving me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The devil in hell is not moving me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Out of this position, the devil in hell is not, praise the Lamb of God, going to cause me to miss what God has for me. The devil in hell can go back to hell with all of his imps, with all of his witchcraft, with all of his psychic praying, and with all of everything else that he's sending. He can just take it and throw it in the river somewhere, because I'm staying, praise the Lamb of God, in the will of God, and nobody is going to get me out of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your position, hallelujah, has to be a solid position. You must stabilize yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. All of this wishy-washy, praise the Lamb of God, the positions we get ourselves in, and we are just as transient as the wind. Any wind of trouble blow, any wind, praise the Lamb of God, of dislike, anything comes against us, praise the Lamb of God, we jump up and run. We run and leave and abandon, praise the Lamb of God, where God has placed us. We abandon our positions. We abandon, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the assignment of God on our lives, and then we still expect God to just open up the windows of heaven and shower when we have failed, praise the Lamb of God, to position ourselves and stand where God has placed us. Oh, amen to the amen to the amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody can shout right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Stop being a softball, bouncable, spaghetti bag, weak, knock-kneed, box ankle, slew-footed believer. Praise the Lamb of God. A bottleneck that somebody can just knock you over. Praise the Lamb of God. Just by a word, just by looking at you wrong, just because you feel they don't like you, and just because they're talking about you behind your back, you've been picked out to be picked on. You have been positioned to take the hordes of hell. You have been positioned to hear the growling, praise the Lamb of God, of the pit bulls of hell. You have been positioned to hear the roar of the lion. You have been positioned for the fiery darts of hell to come against you. You have been positioned. Take a stand and don't move. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Take a stand and don't move. Hallelujah. Stop being they this and they that and they this. The problem with you is you're watching the enemy and you're not watching God. You're watching the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, and you're not watching God. Praise the Lamb of God. So you lose your position. Oh, my goodness, precious. I know we'll need another hour today. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Watch this now. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you some more. Praise the Lord. Watch this now. Hallelujah. Here come Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The fourth watch of the night. Here come Jesus walking on the water. Jesus walks on the water. He's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. And the element, praise the Lamb of God, that first appears out of the disciples, praise the Lamb of God, shows that this element was so embedded in Peter, praise the Lamb of God, till it messed up his miracle. Watch this now. Hallelujah. He's coming on the water. And they supposed him, the disciples supposed him, praise the Lamb of God, to be a jinn or to be a spirit, praise the Lamb of God, coming on the water. And they were fearful. And they were fearful. The disciples of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. They had forgotten who sent them on the water. Jesus had told them, go to the other side, I'll meet you. Go to the other side. And he went up in a mountain to pray and told them to go to the other side. Praise the Lamb of God. They forgot who sent them, because that's what fear does to you. Fear makes you forget, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your postured position. Fear makes you forget the promise. Hallelujah. Go to the other side, I'll meet you. The prophetic word is already in that. You're going to make it. Because I told you to go to the other side. I will meet you on the other side. If I told you I'm going to meet you, God says, praise the Lamb of God, that's a prophetic word. Hallelujah. I'm going to meet you. You can't miss it as long as you're en route to what God said you're going to do. Storm can come. Praise the Lamb of God. Whales can flip-flop and throw the boat up in the air. Somehow, God is going to meet you. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because he sent you. Hallelujah. So Jesus is there. Come on, Peter. Peter, Jesus, if that's really you, let me come to you on the water. Watch this now. Jesus said, come on, Peter, step out of the boat. It's me. Come on, you can come to me. Peter started walking to Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Read that miracle scripture, and this is what you're going to find. It says, and when he looked at the wind, who can look at wind? Praise the Lamb of God. Show me somebody who can see wind. When he looked at the wind and the waves, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He began to sink. You know what his problem was? He wasn't looking at Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. He allowed fear of environment to take his eyes off Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And many of us in ministry, praise the Lamb of God, many of us, hallelujah, in our church positions, many of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in our homes, our families, our marriages, and everything, our relationships, praise the Lamb of God. If they're God-given, hallelujah, then you need to be looking at Jesus. You need to be looking at the Lord and not looking at your circumstances and your conditions, because your circumstances and your conditions will invoke fear, praise the Lamb of God, in your postured position, and you're going to sink. Your faith is going to fail, praise the Lamb of God. Your faith is going to waver, praise the Lamb of God. And then you're going to start doing other things, praise the Lamb of God, to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to give Peter the credit in sinking. He still started crying out to Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That brought him back on the surface of the water and safely into the boat. We must come to a place, people of God, that understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the position, praise the Lamb of God, that God, hallelujah, has ordained, praise the Lamb of God, for you, hallelujah, to be in this season, my God, in this season where he has ordained you to be, praise the Lamb of God, what he has ordained you to be involved in, you must remember, brothers and sisters, there is an opposing team. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is an opposing side. Hallelujah. The next point is your professional position. Watch this, and I just put that there, praise the Lamb of God, to give me memory, hallelujah, in my mind on what I want to talk about. But it's really your assigned position, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When those of you who are employed, praise the Lamb, in corporate America, praise the Lord, other places you have 9 to 5, praise the Lamb of God, or other hours that you keep, hallelujah, on your job, yeah. Just, I want you to note with me, praise the Lamb of God, that in this, praise the Lamb of God, assigned position that you have, hallelujah, comes an assignment. Yes, it does. Praise the Lamb of God. An assignment comes with an assigned position. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so now, since you have the assignment, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your responsibility, yes, because you are accountable for it, is to perform that that's been assigned to your hand. Praise God. I think all of you say, amen, prophet. Yes, you're right about that. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Okay? Praise God. In your assigned place, in your assigned position, your assigned responsibilities and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God. Normally, if you're working with an employer who has any kind of wisdom, praise the Lamb of God, his last words to you is something like this when they hire you. If you have any problems, you're to contact so-and-so. If you have any issues, you're to contact, dial to call this number, notify this person, or come see me. That's what they do, praise the Lamb of God, when they give you an assigned position, praise the Lamb. See, it's wisdom in everything, people of God, hallelujah. When they give you this assigned position, praise the Lamb of God, that's what they do, praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this now. You're doing your job, blah, 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 blah. You're doing what you're supposed to do, pa, 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 and you're all right, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until you start meeting other people, praise the Lamb of God, that's involved or centered around your assignment. You are right, praise the Lamb of God, doing what you're supposed to be doing until, praise the Lamb of God, other people start coming in, hallelujah, and you start to getting to know, fellowshipping, praise the Lamb of God, and interacting with these other people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you don't know their motives. You don't know their intent. Neither their satanic purpose. Praise the Lamb of God for being there. Hallelujah. You're already marked for promotion. You're already marked, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to go higher. Yes, because anytime you start out in any kind of corporation or what have you, Fortune 500, there's always, praise the Lamb of God, the potential to climb the ladder of success, praise the Lamb of God, through promotions. Hallelujah. Now, what your problem is you don't understand, praise the Lamb of God, that there's somebody there who don't want you to get a promotion, praise the Lamb of God, because they want the promotion. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, there's somebody there who don't want you to get it, because they just don't want you to get it. They don't want it, praise the Lamb of God, but they don't want you to have it. There's always these types of people that sit in a corporation, praise the Lamb of God, where there's interaction and involvement at, praise the Lamb, that will go to lunch with you, will buy your lunch, praise the Lamb of God, will befriend you and stab you in your back at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. They will bring up accusations against, praise the Lamb of God, the person, hallelujah, that you're really, or the company that you're employed by, They will talk it down, praise the Lamb of God, and try to get you to become less involved in a professional way in the way you do things. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now you just carry that, praise the Lamb of God, that just what I said to ministry. You carry that, praise the Lamb of God, to praise the Lamb, your place of worship. You carry that to where you do ministry at, and I promise you, you're going to say, yep, praise the Lamb of God. There are some people, praise the Lamb of God, that's sitting around me, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that do not have, hallelujah, the ministry at heart, praise the Lamb of God. They are professional demons. They are people, praise the Lamb of God, who are assigned by the enemy to assassinate, praise the Lamb of God, through character assassination. They are people who are set in place. Oh, I know y'all like me today. Praise the Lamb of God. There are people who are set in place, praise the Lamb of God, to see you fail. There are people who are set in place, praise the Lamb of God, if they could, they would sabotage the entire ministry. There are people, praise the Lamb of God, who all they're going to do is talk, but they're not going to participate in nothing, praise the Lamb of God, towards the upbuilding, the strengthening, praise the Lamb of God, and the success of what really needs to be done. Praise the Lamb. You must be on high alert in this season of manifestation of these type of people. Praise the Lamb of God. You must pull out your sword in this season and sharpen it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because it's time to sever relationships, praise the Lamb of God, with people who are talking down your ministry and your pastor, praise the Lamb of God, and the people, praise the Lamb of God, that are praying with you and praying for you versus all of these people who want to go out and eat and gossip and lie and make up stories and backbite and tear down. You better be careful because your promise is not connected to them, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to wind up, praise the Lamb of God, not receiving what God has for you, and it is not going to be nobody's fault but yours, because you're so gullible. You want to be liked by everybody. You want to be loved by everybody. You want everybody to accept you. Praise the Lamb of God. When Jesus has already told you, if you're going to come with me, I got a sword, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to sever relationships, even in your home. It's going to sever relationships. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter where you are, you're going to see the severing of relationships. Praise the Lamb. You must understand who has positioned you and who has put you in place to do what you do. Praise the Lamb of God. You must understand, praise the Lamb of God. You know, I think I've shared this before. Hallelujah. I'm going to share it again because it just may help somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah today. That all of my children, praise the Lamb of God, no matter where they go to work, they wind up being the manager. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the honest God truth. They wind up, praise the Lamb of God, being the manager. And you'll find out, praise the Lamb of God, that they are there because of one principle that I taught them, praise the Lamb of God, and that is when you go to work, you don't work for your friends on the job. You work for the company. Do your job. Do what you are hired to do. Do what you were employed to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you will be the one getting the promotion. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're there, hallelujah, trying to be friends with everybody and want to be, praise the Lamb of God, the one that help everybody else do what they do to manipulate, praise the Lamb of God, their time cards and this and all of that, you punching people out, praise the on time who have left early and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, you are going to be the one that's caught in the net, praise the Lamb of God. And when you're fired, they're going to be laughing at you going out the door. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better understand that principle. Understand that principle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, your position and your assignment, praise the Lamb of God, is so serious in the eyes of God, praise the Lamb of God, till you don't have time, praise the Lamb of God, for the buddy process. The buddy process is what messes us up, praise the Lamb of God. I have just come, hallelujah, to the total realization, hallelujah, in my life and in my ministry to understand, praise the Lamb of God, what fellowship is. And I have come to understand what fellowship is. Praise the Lamb of God. I have come to understand, hallelujah, that I fellowship with the saints in love. Hallelujah. But I'm following Jesus Christ and nobody else. Praise the Lamb of God. That I'm following Jesus Christ and nobody else. That my loyalties are his. Hallelujah. That my alignment is with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm not trying to be in alignment with nobody else. I'm trying to be in alignment with Christ. I'm trying to be in alignment with his kingdom. Hallelujah. So I can walk in his authority and in his power in this season. So I can receive from God what God has placed my name upon. Praise the Lamb of God. So that I can continue to do what God would have me to do, praise the Lamb of God. I don't have time, praise the Lamb of God, for games, for mental manipulations. I don't have time for it, praise the Lamb of God. I don't have time, hallelujah, for all of the garbage, praise the Lamb of God, that people want to download into you about other people, praise them, that they don't like, that they don't want to be bothered with, praise that they jealous of, that they're envious of, praise the Lamb of God. I don't have time for all of that. I don't have time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for all of the junk that comes with, praise the Lamb of God, trying to be buddies with people, praise the Lord, and all they want to do is shoot arrows at other people, hallelujah. The Bible tells you to release yourself from those people, praise the Lamb of God. In the book of Psalms, it tells you, praise the Lamb of God, not to be in company. David says, as a king, he said, if I find those type of people, I'll put them to death. That's what David says. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must understand, praise the Lamb of God, when darkness is trying to walk around you with a light, praise the Lamb of God, color on to make him appear as light, but he's really darkness. Praise the Lamb of God. You must understand in this season, praise the Lamb of God, when someone is giving you the word of God, when someone is sharing spiritual truths with you, and when someone is manipulating you, praise the Lamb of God, through all of their psychic meditations, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You must understand in this season, hallelujah, that you are called of God, you are the elect of God, and you are chosen of God, and God has a place for you, praise the Lamb of God, that he's positioning you so that you can receive what he has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I concluded this message, praise the Lamb of God, talking about the football game. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Who doesn't like football? One of the roughest sports there is, praise the Lamb of God. But there's so many lessons to be learned, praise the Lamb of God, and the huddles and things of this nature, how to plan, praise the Lamb of God, how to execute a plan, this, that, another, that almost work, hallelujah, in any arena that you go into, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I was sharing with the saints yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and I said, you know, hallelujah, there is all of the players on the team are important. Praise the Lord, no matter if they're linemen, praise the Lamb of God, tacklers, this, that, another, whatever, the quarterback, all of them are very important, praise God. But the ones that normally receive the most praise, hallelujah, is the quarterback and the receiver, praise the Lamb of God. It's the quarterback and the receiver, praise the Lamb of God. The quarterback, praise the Lamb of God, in the huddle normally gives the play, praise the Lamb of God, of what we're going to do next on this down, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When he gives that, he normally codes it, praise the Lamb, with number sequence, or he codes it, praise the Lamb of God, with words, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to remind them of the play, praise the Lamb of God, that they have rehearsed, this, that, or another, praise the Lamb of God. The receiver, praise the Lamb of God, knows, hallelujah, he knows, praise the Lamb of God, right where he needs to be, praise the Lamb of God, when that ball is released, hallelujah, when that ball is released, he knows where he needs to be, whether it's the 30-yard line, over to the right or the left, or this, that, or another, praise the, he know where he needs to be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, no matter how he runs, when the ball is high, he may break right, left, right, run straight, run back, but when he see that arm of the quarterback is caught back and ready to release that ball, he starts making his way to the designated spot. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So he can receive the pass. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know where you are on the field, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But God's hand is cocked back with your promise. Hallelujah. God's hand is cocked back. He's the quarterback. Hallelujah. He's about to release your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Get to the proper position. Get in the proper place. Get in the proper posture so that you can be the wide receiver. Praise the Lamb of God. And receive what God has for you, because God has a blessing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. God has a blessing for you. Now, the flip side of this, praise the Lamb of God, is there's an opposing team. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lamb of God, who wants to intercept your blessing. Praise the Lamb of God, who wants to intercept your promise, or who wants to destroy your play. Praise the Lamb of God, so you won't be able to receive. Satan's team is on the field. They are alert. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They are alert. You must be sensitive in this spirit, people, in this season, people of God, in the spirit of God, to hear the directives of God, to hear the directives of God and follow his play. Praise the Lamb of God. Go where he say go. Do what he says do. Praise the Lamb of God. Speak what he says speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, by this time, hallelujah, next year, you'll be rejoicing, praise the Lamb of God. By this time next year, you'll be dancing. By this time next year, what you have gone through will seem like a dream. By this time next year, the drama will have passed over. Hallelujah. By this time next year, you'll be smiling, walking, praise the Lamb of God, in your promised place with your promised possessions. Praise the Lamb of God. Whew, I love you today. Glory to God on high. Hallelujah. I love you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm leaving some minutes here, a few minutes for feedback. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody want to say anything about, praise the Lamb of God, the words you received today? Hallelujah. Come on with it. I'm right here. I'm right here to talk to you today. Anybody want to interact about it? Push one on your dial now, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can talk, hallelujah, and deal with this right now. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting. Somebody ought to be dancing. Somebody ought to be ready to fall on their knees and say, Father, I'm ready to come into position. I'm ready to get in place. I'm ready to be postured properly. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to do what you would have me to do, praise the Lamb of God, so that I can receive, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, what you have for me and what you desire me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Does anybody push one on your dial? Hallelujah. Here's a caller right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 985. Your mic is hot.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I am running. I'm stopping just to say hi, and you are on target because Friday night, that was the thing the Lord gave me for the intercessors. We have to be in our fine positions, even to pray effectively.
Hallelujah.
We have to be in our assigned positions. And I'm telling you, everything you've said is a confirmation.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
A prayer.
Hallelujah. I like that. Intercessors.
Everything.
Woo! In their assigned positions. Praise the Lamb of God.
Assigned positions.
Even
I can't tell us of the next intercessor. I have to know what he told me to pray about.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the
no
Lamb.
No power in the house.
Hallelujah.
And we covet someone else's position. No power.
Woo! My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You have preached that thing to me. You have confirmed in my spirit that I am just stand bold on that. And I started asking, okay, so who sent you and why are you here? What is your call from God? Knowing in your spirit.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. It's so very important, though, Margie, and I'm in total agreement with you. It's so very important for intercessors, more than anybody, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, to be on the wall in their prescribed positions, praise the Lamb of God, covering, hallelujah, those areas that God is burdening them with by his spirit, hallelujah, and revealing to them the areas of prayer, where it is needed, and who is needed for. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. You are in a position, praise the Lamb of God, to help develop them in a way to move the ministry to the next level. Praise the Lamb of God. That is awesome. That is awesome, Margie. Praise the Lamb. Erica 586.
Praise the Lord, prophet.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Margie, your mic is still open. Who's calling?
This is Charla.
Hi, Charla.
I'm in position, and by this time next year, I'm going to be dancing, shouting, jumping, running. It is well. It is so. I accept, and I'm just excited.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. We have to be on the line. We have to be on point. Praise the Lamb of God to receive what God has for us. Whew. I tell you the truth, people of God, hallelujah. What I mean, you all just have to admit today, praise the Lamb of God, God's been on the show today.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God. What is God doing? It's just awesome, praise the Lamb of God, to see what God is doing, hallelujah, in this season. My God, I am in love with Jesus Christ today. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, boy. Praise the Lamb. Margie, thank you. My phone just buzzed. I see. Praise the Lamb of God. You have donated, made a donation to us today. Thank you so very much. Praise the Lamb of God.
For me, I had to sow a seed. I couldn't run to an altar. And
My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have sowed a seed into this word. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, people of God, let me tell you something. Brother Margie, Charlotte, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If we could really get a grip on, praise the Lamb of God, our position and our posture in God, everything else would follow, praise the Lamb of God. But it has,
Amen.
It has to be through the knowledge, you know?
Amen. That's on the line. Appreciate what God is doing in and through you because this has not been made available. Well, in my area, there's a lot of prophetic churches, you know, so there was no real teaching. So we came with perverted minds about the propheticness of God.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm speaking the truth because we're canceling and killing that demon today.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, the Lord told me in this area, praise the Lamb of God, he told me there are so many, praise the Lamb of God, that don't understand. And that there were so many, praise the Lamb of God, who have been taught wrong,
yes,
and who have perceptions, praise the Lamb of God, that He has not given by His Spirit. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. What
Amen.
An awesome God we serve today. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. That the Lord would raise us up, praise the Lamb of God, in this season in order to educate the body of Christ in this way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Make it so available. Praise the Lord. I can't wait till I get this television appointment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another prophet, without even knowing that I even spoke this, praise the Lamb of God, called me and said, Shakespeare, God is opening a door for you. Hallelujah. There's something about a television station, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to go in there and God's going to give you a prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God, and they are going to want you, praise the Lamb of God, to sit in front of that camera free.
He said, my God.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, we pray for that.
Ooh, God in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're praising God because that's prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, that has
Amen.
Been prophesied, you know, for a number of years. Hallelujah, that God has spoken. Oh my God, I just feel, hallelujah, that in this season, hallelujah, if we can really move ourselves out of the way of God, hallelujah, I'm very serious, if we can just get ourselves out of the way of God, praise the Lamb of God, and all of our those selfish issues and that we hold on to, praise the Lamb of God. And allow the Spirit of God to do the work in us and through us that He desired to do. I really believe we're going to see an outpouring of God's anointing, praise the Lamb of God, and a move of His Spirit, hallelujah, that has not been since the days of Jesus.
Amen.
I believe it. I really believe that. I believe God is ready, praise the Lamb of God, that He is in position to do it, and that He is qualifying and trying to find. I see God right now as in the days of Jeremiah, when God said, I went to and fro through the city trying to find a man. I believe God is trying to find some people now, hallelujah, that He can really, really rest upon. Praise the Lamb of God. He don't need nobody. He just want to be used for the day. But that He can place His anointing on, praise the Lamb of God, in His glory. And they will reverence that, praise the Lamb of God, with humility. And that they would walk in it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And allow the wisdom of God's word, hallelujah, to be their security. And depend on God in this season to reveal and to do and to give, hallelujah, and stop worrying about their own selfish agenda and what they
Amen.
Want. Is the Lamb of God. And you know, some people, even the prophetic word, hallelujah, God tells them about a ministry, hallelujah, that He want to raise up, and they take it as their ministry. What God's going to do with me is all about them.
Wow.
And they miss it, praise the Lamb of God, because of the me principle and the me issue that they have. Hallelujah. Because their self-esteem has been so shot, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Their self-esteem has been so attacked, hallelujah, until they can't even come to the place of realization of what God really wants for them. Because they are so into themselves and don't know it.
Right.
They so into themselves and don't know it. It's all about them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's not. It's all about Him. Hallelujah. And Marty, I'm so happy. I'm so elated. Hallelujah. That God has fashioned me in this season not to be that way. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that I'm not trying to be an icon in the house of God or on the canvas. Praise the Lamb of God. I get excited like about television, and I want to reach people for God. I just want to reach people for God and cause the body of Christ to mature in this area of the prophetic, so that Satan will not be able to camouflage. Praise the Lamb of God himself walking among the people of God, that Jezebel will not be able to sit in the house of God and call herself a prophetess, and God has never spoken to her. I really do. Praise the Lamb of God. I really want, hallelujah, to put the men of God on alert that Jezebel is there to destroy their ministry. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I really praise the Lamb of God, want to put the women of God on alert that Jezebel is there to destroy their ministry, to tear them down, praise the Lamb of God, their character, to assassinate them, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and she will do it any way she can, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And it's easy to denote, hallelujah, that spirit, because that spirit really don't want you to be friends with nobody but them.
Amen.
They don't want you to be close to nobody but them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's when you know, hallelujah, that there's a controlling spirit there that they may not even be aware that's got a hold to them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, you know, in this season.
I want to say this about you because just in the visit that you had at my church, and I saw how you yielded to the authority in the house, even though you called out some things. My eyes have been open since then, and I have been looking for what you spoke into the atmosphere. But what I was telling the intercessors, I said, he stepped to the yield of the authority in the house. I said, that was greater power than anything else, because he yielded to who had to deal with whatever he was calling out after he was gone. I said,
yeah.
He didn't do anything that we could not handle, but he put us on an alert to be watchful and to be prayerful. I said, so don't sleep what he did. I said, he told us who we could be, but you have to do some things to walk in that office.
My God in heaven. Yes,
because
Lord.
I was challenged because you didn't get to speak over me. I said, no, he used me. I served. That was a great honor.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I was so honored to be there, and hopefully Bishop will have me come back, praise the Lamb of God, one day.
I pray.
It's really, a prophetic boom going on at you all's ministry, praise the
yes.
Lamb of God, since I've been there. And it happens, you know, I've never been to a church and did the awakening or the awareness or something on that order, and it didn't result in something like that, praise the Lamb of God. And that just allows you to know that, people to know that the anointing that on my life is genuine, praise the Lamb of God, because my works, just they keep following me, praise the Lamb of God. They are in effect, praise the Lamb of God, and churches all over this country and abroad is being blessed, praise the Lamb of God, because of the work that I'm doing. And I'm humbled by it, praise the Lamb of God. I have no air about it. I just know that what I'm doing needs to be done, hallelujah. Truth needs to be told concerning the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, and this operation in this season, so that the people of God can be made free. There's so many people who want to hold people in bondage, praise the Lamb of God, when God has brought us liberty, hallelujah. And I'm just doing what you're doing, praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're out of time, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, we are out of time. What an awesome show it has been, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I love you today. Hallelujah. Margie, thank you, praise the Lamb of God, for that donation. And all of you, I know your love is sure, your love is true, praise the Lamb of God. And when you get the opportunity, hallelujah, you will bless too, some kind of way to help us stay on the air. to do the work that God would have us to do. Praise and lamb. I love you all, and guess what? Ain't nothing nobody can do about that. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited about your future. Hallelujah. And I know that God is making all of us brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay.